While local COVID-19 positivity rates have been bouncing around, they remain above the 10% mark. However, the mayor says hospitalizations are trending down dramatically.
We've gone down 111 hospitalizations in about 2.5 weeks. So if we could continue to stay on that track, do the things that we're doing, we're seeing some relief in our hospitals, and we're excited to see that. We hope we're beginning to get to the light at the end of the tunnel.
That light, however, may still be a ways off. Robinson says February is a month where the vaccines taken by recipients are not expected to kick in just yet. Meanwhile, the state of Florida is working on vaccine distribution as more doses become available.
We had been getting about 8,000 vaccines a week, and now we're back to about 4,000. You know, it's not a case of how we can distribute it. It's more a case of getting supply. We have more than ample opportunity to distribute.
The good news, according to the mayor, is that there are a number of new vaccines coming online in the next few weeks, including the single-dose protocol from Johnson & Johnson.
Very easy to store. You don't have to have negative 70. You don't even have to have freezer. You just put it in the refrigerator. You jab it one time, and then you don't have to worry about people coming back for the booster shot.
Governor Ron DeSantis speaking Monday at the Villages.
Even if it's slightly less, quote, efficacious than Pfizer, Moderna, for workforce people, for folks that may be younger with comorbidities, to me, this is something that we should be very excited about. When you're looking at all but preventing severe disease after 28 days, to me, that's the whole name of the game.
Earlier, the governor announced the state had received 307,000 first doses, up from the previous shipment of 260,000. Mayor Grover Robinson said the city will continue to see what it can do to secure additional vaccine. And he reminds everyone, again, to protect themselves.
Please be patient as the state works to get more supply. And if you have appointments, please follow those appointments, get your vaccine, and make sure you get your second shot. Also, the mask ordinance remains in effect, and the council will vote on the extension on February 27th, which requires face masks to be worn while inside businesses within the city limits of Pensacola.
The White House is suggesting a FEMA infrastructure to distribute the vaccines in all 50 states. But DeSantis contends that what Florida and the other states actually need are more doses.
The infrastructure to do these shots is there. These hospitals could double their output. Our community sites could probably double their output. And I know Publix, if the choice is, hey, we have 50,000 doses for you, but you only get it if we administer it, then I'll say go ahead and do it.
Because of the aforementioned shipment of first doses, the Florida Department of Health is moving 28,500 to 27 hospitals around the state this week to immunize people under 65 who are considered extremely vulnerable to the disease. Ascension Sacred Heart of Pensacola Bay and Emerald Coast is among the hospitals on that list. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.